gradually straightened teeth. The aligners are virtually invisible.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me. Sorry, I didn't think it was recording. Anyways. Oh, I have stuff stuck in my throat. Anyways, I have a question for my blind friends out there. I was wondering what the best app is now for identifying things. Like, not money. I actually have Money Reader. I thought about applying for that library, that new currency program, and getting one of those free Money Readers. But at the same time, I don't know, because I have my iPhone, and I can identify money if I absolutely have to, because Money Reader works really well for $1.99. Well, I bought it a long time ago. I don't know how much it is now, but it was $1.99 at the time. And not only that, I rarely have cash. It's probably once every, like, 2 or 3 years that I randomly have cash. It's just not something that I carry around. And usually, if I need cash for something, I'm usually going and getting the cash and then spending it on something right away. So, I never have cash. I always have plastic. So, I don't really need my phone, because it's not going to tell me what piece of plastic is what. I'm really excited about the Apple Pay. It's coming on the new iPhones, and I'm hopefully getting an iPhone. Gonna chance it. I'm not pre-ordering, because Furniture Mart doesn't do that, and that's where the stuff is from. Well, that's where I get my stuff from. But hopefully if I can get off work, which I'm trying for a couple hours, on the 19th, I can go up and grab one, because I talked to the Furniture Mart guy, and he thinks that if I got there when they opened, I'll be fine. He said last time there wasn't a lot of people, and they should be getting more phones than last time, and he didn't think it would be a problem at all, and advised me to go on the 19th and be there right when they opened it, so I'm gonna try that, hopefully. Super excited. I like my 4S, but it's hasn't been working right. I tried to send my mom a picture or something today, and it took me like 20 minutes because it kept kicking me out, and then Facebook started kicking me out, and I don't know what it's doing, but yeah, so I'm excited. But anyways, what I was really wanting to know, now that I went off on my random tangent, what's the best app now for identifying things? I used to have Noogle Noggles, which they discontinued. I had Omobi, and that worked pretty good. But now I take a picture, and it just says holding, and nothing happens. TapTapC worked good for identifying, like, if something was a pill bottle or a DVD, but not which one. Like, it wouldn't tell you what medicine or what movie. Now you have to buy credits, and I'm not interested in buying credits for anything monthly. Not an idea of something I want to be a part of. Sorry, no offense. And I do have VizWiz, but it does take a little bit because they took all the IQ engines off, and so you have to have somebody reply to each thing, and you have to record it and take a picture and send it. I thought about Digitize. I don't know how well it works now, but it's kind of priced. I have enough money on my iTunes, but I never bought my Grace Unplugged book. I know. I've had so much to read that I just haven't. And it would be like half my money, if not more. So I don't know if I want to spend that on Digitize, but I would if that's like the best option. So I'm wanting to know what the best thing is now for identifying stuff, because I'm having a bit of trouble. And I have a bunch of stuff that's not labeled. Like, right now, I'm going to have to use VizWiz because it's the best I have, and I want to watch Sparkle. It's probably going to take me at least half an hour to find this movie because I don't know where it is, and I have a bunch of DVDs, and it's somewhere in the mix, which I can't tell you where. So it's going to be a while, which bites, because then it's going to take even longer to find the description. Oh, that bites. Anyway, yeah. So what's the best app for, like, identifying what CD or what movie or what book or what medicine you know, something is nowadays. What are people using? If anyone knows, I would appreciate some feedback. And I'll talk to you guys later. What do you think of the Apple Watch? I thought it looked cool. Don't know if it'll be accessible, but it sounded cool. But one of my friends pointed out the fact that it might be very stupid because you can basically do all the same stuff as your iPhone, and you have to have your iPhone there for it to work. And I mean, if I'm sitting with my purse in my lap and a watch on my wrist, I mean, I could just as easily pull out my iPhone and tweet to somebody. I mean, I'm not going to change my motives. If I'm sitting in church, I'm not going to tweet just because it's more subtle if I have an iWatch or an Apple Watch than if I have a phone. I mean, if I'm in a place where I'm not going to tweet on my phone, I'm not going to tweet on anything else because that's just how it is. So anyway, just some comments, but I'm really excited about the new iPhones. I'm excited about Apple Pay. I hope to test it out. Can't eat McDonald's yet. Can't eat Subway. It's slowly ruling itself out, but eventually I shall hopefully be able to eat a sub sandwich again. One of these days. I can eat cheese and I can eat salami. Just can't eat the bread. So we're getting there slowly. And I'm going to try some apples. A little nervous, but we're going to give it a go. And some caramel, but I'm not going to eat a lot of the caramel. Had some chocolate and it didn't make me sick. I've ate a whole Hershey bar within one of those little Hershey bars within like 3 days. So not the whole thing at once, but yeah. Anyway, so let me know what the best app is for identifying things because I need to know. And I'll talk to everyone later. Gonna go find my Sparkle DVD. That could take a while. So blessings.